BBC News with Marion Marshall. The former Brazilian president, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, has been sentenced to 9.5 years in prison in the first of 5 corruption cases. He was found guilty of accepting bribes of over $1 million in the form of a beach resort apartment secretly renovated for him by a Brazilian construction company. The ruling represents a stunning setback for Lula. President Trump's nominee to be the next director of the FBI, Christopher Wray, has promised to pursue justice impartially. Under questioning from members of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Mr. Wray said he did not consider the investigation into Russian interference in the election to be a witch hunt, as Mr. Trump has claimed. The United Nations says it's identified an additional 38 probable mass graves from recent violence in the Democratic Republic of Congo. More than 3,000 people have been killed and 1 million displaced since August. Iraqi government forces are continuing operations against suspected members of the Islamic State group in Mosul, 2 days after victory was declared over the jihadists. Helicopters have fired at areas where IS fighters are holding out. King Felipe of Spain has said he's confident that his country and Britain can reach agreement over Gibraltar. Addressing Parliament in London, the king said he was certain they would find an arrangement acceptable to all. A court in France has ruled that Google doesn't have to pay more than $1.2 billion in back taxes claimed by the French state. Google employs hundreds of people in France, but routes its lucrative advertising business through Ireland, which has lower taxes. The top 2 seeds in the men's tennis tournament at Wimbledon, Andy Murray and Novak Djokovic, have failed to make it through to the semi-finals. Murray lost to Sam Querrey of the United States. Djokovic was hit by injury, forcing him to abandon his match with Thomas Berdych. BBC News.